The voting rights of 4,000 formerly incarcerated Connecticut citizens were restored when Governor Ned Lamont signed the state's new two-year budget into law this week. WSHU's Ebongudama reports.
The restoration of voting rights affects any citizen with a felony conviction who has served their time in prison and returned to the community regardless of their parole status. Phil Kent is with Connect, an interfaith advocacy group that lobbied for the provision. He says restoring voting rights is good for society.
As more and more people do that, as they get their rights back, I think that's good not only for that individual and for their families, but for the entire state.
The provision was attached to an omnibus elections bill that passed in the Senate during the regular session but failed to advance in the House. It was revived by Democrats and attached to a budget implementer bill that was approved in a special session last week. Connecticut now joins every other state in the Northeast that allows convicted felons who have served their time to vote. Ebongudama, WSHU News.